Does a woman subjected to an unjustified body cavity search by a Transportation Security Administration, TSA, agent have a means by which to assert her rights in court? Today, the Institute for Justice, IJ, filed an amicus brief in a case that aims to ensure that such victims of abusive searches have a remedy under a statute called the Federal Tort Claims Act, FTCA, when their rights are violated by federal officers. In 2019, Michelle Luthoser was flying out of Las Vegas. As she walked through the TSA line, she was informed she would need to go to a private room for additional screening. Luthoser describes the groin search that ensued as a graphic invasion of her most intimate areas, wholly without justification. Luthoser contacted the airport police about what had happened but was informed that TSA was outside of their jurisdiction. Seeking justice in court, Luthoser sued the officer who conducted the groin search and her employer, the United States of America. She filed a claim against the government under the FTCA and sought to recover against the TSA agent through what is known as a Bivens claim, named after the 1971 Supreme Court case Bivens v. Six Unknown Named Agents of Federal Bureau of Narcotics. A federal court dismissed both claims, leaving Luthoser with no remedy in court. Far too often, individuals have rights under American law but no remedies in American courts, said IJ attorney Patrick Giacomo. This case is about ensuring that victims of abuse by federal officials, like TSA agents, can enforce their rights. Luthoser is appealing the district court's decision to the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, asking that court to allow her claim to proceed under the FTCA. Ms. Luthoser deserves to have her case heard on its merits and not simply thrown out because of a labyrinth of court-created immunities that is nearly impossible to escape, said IJ attorney Anya Bidwell. IJ's amicus brief points out that Congress was so determined to provide relief to victims of federal searches and seizures that it twice, in 1974 and then again in 1988, amended the FTCA to ensure that claims were available against federal officers like TSA agents, who execute searches. IJ's brief also highlights how the district court's ruling, denying Luthoser any remedy at all, reveals the rights without remedies regime that exists today in the United States, especially when federal officers are accused of wrongdoing. This case isn't just about TSA agents. It's about the basic principle that when a federal agent violates a person's rights, there must be a way to hold them accountable, said IJ attorney Havat Tsitsuashvili. As part of its project on immunity and accountability, IJ has challenged various immunity doctrines, including qualified immunity and federal immunity. These doctrines prevent federal agents from being held accountable for egregious misconduct. In Byrd v. Lamb, a Department of Homeland Security agent was captured on video threatening to shoot Kevin Byrd in the head and pulling the trigger of a loaded gun, which thankfully jammed. Kevin did nothing wrong. Mahmoud v. Waker involves a teenage girl in Minnesota named Hamdi Mahmoud, who was framed by a police officer and arrested for crimes she did not commit. Both cases are pending before the United States Supreme Court.